Blackstone Audio presents Catherine of Aragon by Jean Plady. Part 1. Catherine the Virgin Widow. The Arena. The sun picked out sharp flints in the grey walls of the towers so that they glinted like diamonds. The heat was great, and the courtiers sweated beneath their stomachers, over which their doublets were elegantly laced. They did not move, even to throw back their long loose-sleeved gowns. Each man and woman among them was intent on what was going on in the arena before them, where a lion, one of the finest and fiercest in the king's menagerie, was engaged in a bloody fight with four English mastiffs. The dogs were sturdy and game, but this lion had never been beaten. He roared his contempt of the four dogs, and the spectators cheered him.
"Now, Rex, get to work!"
shouted a boy who was seated among the royal party. His cheeks were ruddy, his hair gleamed reddish-gold in the sunlight, and his voice was shrill with excitement. The girl who sat beside him, and who was a few years older, laid a restraining hand on his arm, and several people let their attention stray from the animals to the children. Many found themselves catching the boy's excitement, for there was something infectious about the vitality and gaiety of young Prince Henry. As for Henry, he was aware of nothing but the fight in the arena. He wanted the mastiffs to win, yet he did not believe they could. Rex was the finest lion in the world, which was why he had been called Rex. The king, from his seat of honour, was watchful. He sat erect.